a strange duet. My power over you grows stronger yet. And though you turn from me to glance behind,
I was walking down the street when out the corner of my eye I saw a pretty little thing approaching me. She said, I never seen a man who looks so all alone. Could you use a little company? If you pay the right price, your evening will be nice and you can go and send me on my way. I said, you're such a sweet young thing, why you do this to yourself? She looked at me and this is what she said. Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay, I got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know I can't slow down, I can't hold back. Though you know I wish I could. I know there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good. Not even 15 minutes later, I'm still walking on the street when I saw the shadow of a man creep out of sight. Your money, not your life. But if you try to make a move, I won't think twice. I told him you could have my cash, but first you know I gotta ask, what made you wanna live this kind of life? He said there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay, I got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know I can't slow down, I can't hold back. Though you know I wish I could. I know that taking money from the church, he stuffed his bank account with righteous dollar bills. But even still, I can't say much because I know we're all the same. Oh yes, we all seek out to satisfy those thrills. You know there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. We got bills to pay, we got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know we can't slow down, we can't hold back. Though you know we wish we could.
First real six string, bought it at the Five and Dime. Played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit and Jody got married. Should've known we'd never get far.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Loose Lips. This is your girl, DJ Lucky. What up? All right. I'm just going to jump right into it because, I mean, I do have a lot to talk about today. Valentine's Day is coming up, my favorite holiday. Gag. But a lot has been happening with, the celebrities or whatever you want to call them. You know, if you like celebrities, whatever. Okay, so just to start off, I've been on Perez a lot today. TMZ, you know, celebgossip.com, whatever you want to call it. And it's actually, well, this is one of the sad, well, I have two sad stories. I'm just going to start off sad so then, you know, I can, you know, we can get the sad stuff over with. You can mourn a little bit. And then, you know, I can pump you up a little bit with some other gossip, or not pump you up, but kind of fix your gossip fill for the day. So, starting off, really sad, really random actually when I saw this, I kind of like double took, but so Leslie Carter, who is, you know, Nick Carter from Backstreet Boys and Aaron Carter from, you know, Aaron's Party, hey, their sister Leslie died at age 25. So, it was completely random. Like, you know, they have no idea how she died. Not, you know, no heart attack or anything. Because I'm pretty sure, you know, if you got there, you know, it wasn't like suicide or anything, which is good. I mean, I guess that sounds bad, but it's better than... Never mind, that sounds bad. So she died at age 25. It was completely random. And a source explains that the family legitimately doesn't know what happened. They're still trying to find out. She loved her family. She loved her baby. She was happy stepping away from the show business and just living happily with her family in Canada. So, you know, that kind of ties in with the whole, whole thing that, you know, it wasn't, you know, suicide. It wasn't anything that was, I feel like it wasn't anything that was, brought on by herself. In the next couple days, we're going to figure out what really happened. And hopefully by next Wednesday, not hopefully, but, you know, by next Wednesday, I will be giving, you know, more information if I get some. But coroners are going to conduct an autopsy on her later this week to figure out the reason of death. But it's just, you know, a really sad story. Kind of, you know, I saw and it was kind of random because I love Nick Carter. I mean, obviously, I'm a Brian fan from Backstreet Boys, but it's always sad to hear about, you know, someone's loved one or sibling dying. But yeah, so there's one sad story. Another one, this one actually like didn't make me tear up, but I've been thinking about it like all day since I've read it because it's really sad. Nick Santino, who is a soap opera actor, he lives in the Upper West Side of New York. He had a pit bull mix, and his, you know, the tenants in his apartment complex really didn't like the pit bull. The landlord didn't like the pit bull, so there were a lot of problems in the apartment complex with the dog being there. So the actor kept getting fined, you know, $250 for a barking fine. He was getting bombarded by, you know, his neighbors and all the people that were living in the apartment. And so finally, the landlord was like, hey, you got to put your dog down or like give him away or something if, you know, you want to keep living here. And no one would take the dog from Nick Santino. So he euthanized his dog for the purpose of, you know, living in his apartment. And it's so sad because the next day, well, he went after he euthanized his dog, he came back into the apartment complex and, you know, gave the doorman, you know, dog treats and was like, here, I don't need these anymore. And the next day, no one had heard from him. And the police actually found Santino dead in his apartment. He overdosed on pills and, you know, committed suicide. And in his note, he stated, today I betrayed my best friend and put down my best friend. So he killed himself because, you know, he had to euthanize his dog. Which is really sad because I know that everyone can agree with me that, you know, putting down a pet or having a pet die is probably, you know, as bad as losing a, you know, a friend, a really close friend, it's almost like family. Well, it is family. You know, I know when I lost my dog, I didn't go to school for 2 days because I was just crying. it was traumatizing. But, you know, it's sad that this guy got to that point where he was so upset and so depressed about it that he actually killed himself. But so those are my two sad stories that I have. I have some good ones too. I have some, there's another sad one about Demi Moore. She's been dealing with, you know, her episode that she had last week where she started seizing and, you know, went unconscious, because I guess this is what doctors said, that this happened from a combination of Whippets, Adderall, Red Bull, and spice. And if you guys don't know what spice is like a, it's like a substitute for weed. So, you know, people in the army use it because it doesn't show up on drug tests, but it has a similar effect. I guess, you know, Demi Moore was, you know, trying to be young, like all the guys she's trying to get, and was doing all this crazy stuff. And obviously it caught up to her because she's in the hospital and we haven't heard from her since last week. So people are assuming that she checked into rehab. I hope she did, because, you know, she does have children. She has other things to worry about. I don't think that doing Whippets and spice is really something that a 50-year-old woman should be doing. Just my opinion on things, but, you know, her call. More, you know, Chris Humphries, Kim Kardashian, always got to have that news. Chris Humphries is taking Kim K to court, obviously, because there's got to be more drama to it, just because, you know. Well, he's trying to prove that their marriage was a fake. He is taking it to court and, you know, saying that the whole thing was fraud. And if the court grants the divorce on the grounds of fraud, the prenup is void. So Chris Humphrey gets bank if he proves that. I hope that Chris Humphrey gets it. Good job, Hunter. I hope that Chris Humphrey gets it, because, you know, Kim Kardashian is just a fame whore, in my opinion. And, you know, I feel bad for Chris because, you know, people are booing him at his own New Jersey Nets game and giving him such a hard time because Kim made him look like such a bad guy. But, you know, it would suck if he took it to court and, you know, he was just doing it for shits and giggles. But it would be even better if he took a bunch of Kim Kardashian's money. My opinion, like I said. All right. Next, Jersey Shore, their sixth season is rumored. This is what Ronnie revealed, but who can believe Ronnie, because he's on steroids half the time. But Jersey Shore, the next location Ronnie said that the producers were thinking about was either Australia or Las Vegas. Personally, I think Las Vegas would be the better fit for people like them. I think Australia is too, I guess, nice and classy, I guess, of a place for the Guidos and Guidettes of Jersey Shore. But I think Las Vegas would be very entertaining too. I mean, I don't really know that much that there is to do in Australia, but I think that there would be more fights and more sex if they went to Las Vegas. And who doesn't like to see fights and sex? This news actually made me laugh. It's not really celebrity gossip or anything, but I just thought that I needed to say it because I think it's adorable. A 44-year-old elephant at the Amsterdam Zoo got a contact lens. The reason behind this is that, you know, he was just playing around being an elephant, you know, shits and giggle kind of stuff. And he scratched his left cornea with his, I don't know what he did, maybe with his trunk or whatever. And it left his eye constantly watering. So the Amsterdam Zoo decided that they were going to make a huge contact for him. And it took an hour to put the contact in. But it is reported that the elephant is feeling much better. So I thought that was really cute. In, what is it, next week? Is next week February 12th? 2 weeks? is the Grammys, which is reported to be the best Grammy show ever. That's what the executive producer said, because the lineup, there's going to be 18 performers performing 22 songs. People like Jason Aldean, Kelly Clarkson, Coldplay, Rihanna, Foo Fighters, Bruno Mars, Nicki Minaj, Taylor Swift, and of course the beautiful Adele will be making her post-surgery performance redemption. So excited for Adele because I love her. February 12th, that'll be on CBS. So everyone listen to that. I mean, watch that, not listen to that. Do you watch The Real Housewives of New Jersey, Hunter? Hunter's in the studio, by the way. You don't watch The Real Housewives? Oh, dang. I don't really know how that many that people that watch The Real Housewives of New Jersey. I know my dad does. So if dad, you're listening, holla and listen up. Because I thought this is really funny when I read this. Joe Giudice from Real Housewives of New Jersey. It's Teresa's husband. He's been in a lot of trouble with the law lately, you know, with like fraud stuff with his business. He was in court and he denied a plea deal offering him, 5 years in prison, you know, which is a lot of time, but not as much time as he's going to have to do if he is found guilty. Because, you know, they said, say that you're guilty and we'll give you 5 years in prison for his fraud and impersonation charges. And he said, no, I'm not guilty. I'm not taking the plea deal. So now he might be charged with 10 years in jail because he's just, you know, a stubborn juice head. So now he's probably not going to be able to see his little girls grow up because he's stubborn. But blah, blah, blah. That is the rest. That's all that I have for today, I think. I mean, I don't really want to say any of these other ones. This is just in case Hunter didn't show up. But Hunter's here and we're going to talk about sex, sex, sex. Woo, woo. Because Valentine's Day coming up. He put his finger in his mouth. That's what I said at the beginning of the show. Hate Valentine's Day. Everyone does, except for the people that are so happily together, married, and they're going to dinner together. And then they're going to go take a helicopter ride to Hawaii. But not everyone's like you, and everyone else in the world hates you. So we're going to talk about that when I come back from this commercial break because, you know, Hunter just loves to talk about sex and Valentine's Day is two favorite things. All right. This is Loose Lips. I'm DJ Lucky on radio.dominican.edu.
Nice. You were Sasha BYC, catching all the lights. Just easy as ABC, that's how you make it right.
Do the D-A-N-C-E.
You were such a BYC.
Hello and welcome back to my show. I felt it was necessary to talk in that kind of accent. That's what I was doing today in my internship. I was answering phones and I was like, hello, this is 99.7. People are like, what?
Are you allowed to do that?
Probably not, but it's all right. You know, yeah, whatever. Okay. Whatever. Right. Okay. Hunter Hornstein here, you know, from the tailgate that no one likes anyway.
Yeah, no one listens to our
Nobody
show.
Nobody listens to the tailgate.
We've got we're a mess over there.
Yeah, yeah.
Lucky, thank you for having me on the show. I love Loose Lips. Great, great show. I'm pretty definite in saying this. My favorite show outside of the tailgate.
Really?
It's nice to not hear something other than sports for 24 hours.
Seriously.
And if you get to talk about sex and listen about sex.
Sex is great.
It's sex and sports. It's the two S's. They go hand in hand.
Exactly. Why wouldn't you want to hear about sex? Okay. So today, today I made my blog.
Right.
For Loose Lips called right. It's Loose Lips, like two S's after .blogspot.com. And I was blogging a little bit today, put some gossip on there. But I also, since, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up, I put up a blog about six ways to steam up your Valentine's Day. There were actually, like, because I looked, you know, a couple things up and there were like 11 and I was like, all right, that's way too much. I was like, let's keep it simple. So I kind of put together six and, you know, Hunter and I are just going to discuss these things and think, you know, I want to hear his opinion because, you know, obviously he is a man and I am a woman. So we have different opinions.
I'm a man. First of all, I hate Valentine's Day.
I
don't know how
Valentine's
I know you
Day.
Don't. I know you're not a big fan of it. I cannot stand that.
Tell me the reason why.
Okay. Well, there's a couple of reasons. One is it seems like every Valentine's Day that comes around, I'm forever alone.
So, oh my god, I saw your shirt.
You like that shirt?
Oh,
I was thinking about wearing it in tonight.
You shut up.
A buddy of mine got that for me for my birthday.
Oh,
Zachary Bailey. He's probably not listening, but shout out to
yes,
him.
Yes, he is. Yeah. Everyone's listening.
I told them to listen. But no, I don't like Valentine's Day because I don't think that you should have to designate a day and to really tell somebody how you really feel about them. If you really do feel about someone, you know, to the point where you want to go out and spend a crap load of money,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's other ways you can show that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Valentine's Day has people forget what the actual meaning and really what it represents mm-hmm. rather than, you know, they see commercializing and propaganda and it's a moneymaker. And I don't think that's probably, you shouldn't have to put love and money
exactly.
together. I don't think that's conducive to a good relationship.
I think the only thing that Valentine's Day has made easier for me is to watch more gory horror movies. Every Valentine's Day, that's what I do.
Really?
I watch Saw.
Okay.
I watch, I watched The Strangers last year on Valentine's Day. But
remind me not to spend Valentine's Day with you. I hate scary movies. I cannot stand them.
Yeah, I know. I tried to get you to watch Insidious.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that.
I tried to get Hunter Hornstein over here to watch Insidious on Monday.
Wasn't
going
to happen.
And he was peeing his pants.
Wasn't going to happen.
I scared the crap out of him because I hopped out but from behind
dude,
the wall.
Dude, I did not sleep that night. I didn't. I stayed up. I jumped on the Xbox after Tristan decided to not, he didn't want to watch it either. I was pleading with him, pleading
God.
With you as well. Once that final, it was the internet connection that ruined
I know,
it.
I
Netflix,
was pissed.
Netflix,
scared. I mean,
yeah, they
crapped
out on us.
They
so
saved you.
As soon as we were done with that, I jumped right on the Xbox, started playing like COD, playing NASCAR, not NASCAR, but NCAA football, you know, Madden.
Just to kind of lighten the mood.
I look up and it's 5 o'clock. I'm like, all right. The sun's up. Now I can go to sleep. Went to sleep for a couple hours and got back up, went to school.
Okay. The sun's up. Insidious demons can't come
and get me. It was miserable. It was miserable. I know you had a lot of fun, though. So.
Oh, yeah, I did.
It was good.
And hey. I went home and I knocked out.
Did you?
I slept
did you
like
sleep
a little
like baby.
A baby.
Yeah.
A little baby.
Oh,
a little infant.
Oh, man.
But what was I saying?
Valentine's Day.
Last year, I got flowers for Valentine's Day.
Did you? From who?
My parents.
Okay.
Yep.
I mean, hey, if you get flowers, that's cool. I mean,
but it was just, you know, embarrassing kind of in a way because.
But is it really?
Because the guy, because I was in Pentefort, third
of course,
floor.
Right.
So the guy walks all the way up to my room knocks on the door. You know, people see him walking the flower with these big
guy?
Flowers. Yeah.
The flower guy. The actual flower delivery guy.
He
got into Pinafore? How did he?
I don't know.
Wow.
But you know how people get into Pinafore. They just wait there for like 2 minutes. Someone walks in.
Pinafore creeper.
Yep. And so, you know, all these people are watching this flower guy come to my room. And, you know, all the girls are like, oh, I wonder, like, who's giving this to America?
No.
All these girls rush to my room. And they're like, who's it from? And I look at the card and I'm like, my parents.
Oh, boy.
I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, forever alone.
Hey, you know what? There you go. But you got, at least you got flowers. I got nothing.
Yeah.
Last Valentine's Day, I think I was in a relationship at that point of my life. It's funny. This is the first time, like this first year is the first actual year I've actually been single.
Really?
I was in a relationship for about almost three and a half years. Yeah, that's what I was doing with my life. But it seemed like whenever Valentine's Day, when Valentine's Day rolled around, you know,
there were problems.
It seemed like we were always in a fight, you know, or it wasn't the most stable.
Yeah.
It wasn't this solid block of three and a half. It was obviously breaks in between. So it seems like there was always that, like, it was like, crap, you know, what do I do? And that's probably why I don't like Valentine's Day. But
because it was always kind of awkward because you're like, we're kind of together.
It was either we were kind of together or we're together, but she hates my guts at the current moment.
Yeah.
You know, and if I talk to her, then I'm in trouble.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I would love to get flowers from my mom. That would be awesome. I would rock those flowers. I'd go to school with those flowers.
I think I would. I don't know. Last year, the only thing that bothered me is that, you know, everyone was like, oh my God, Mary Kay got flowers. Where are they from? And I was just like,
the giant emotional letdown.
Yeah. I was just like, my parents and everyone was like, oh, that's so cute. And they just walked out and I was
miserable.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, I love getting stuff from my parents. My parents last year sent me a cookie cake for Halloween and it had a pumpkin. It was adorable.
There you go.
Yeah, I love my parents. But it's awkward. It's awkward. How do you feel about when you're not exactly dating, but you guys talk every day, you know, and you guys obviously like each other, but it's not exactly there. What do you do for Valentine's Day?
Well, I've never been in that situation.
Okay, well,
because I'm usually
speaking from personal.
Yeah,
over
no,
here.
I'm either usually forever alone or in the friend zone forever. So that's where I'm at in my personal love life. That's why I like sports so much, because that's my love. So,
yep.
It was just ripping myself on the air right now. but
you're doing all the work for me.
Hey, you know what? I'll rock it. That's fine.
Yeah.
You know what? I think if you were to be in that situation, I think is maybe Valentine's Day. I mean, and it's cliche. It's bad. You know,
yeah.
It is bad. But maybe is that the day where you take the leap of faith?
Yeah.
You know, try to maybe make it something more. Now, granted that you're doing it on Valentine's Day, so maybe the other person has a bit of a feeling that might happen, or they expect it to happen, or that when it does happen, they're inclined to say yes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you do it the day after so you're not that cliche? I don't know. Maybe Valentine's Day is for at least that kind of couple. Maybe you use it to jump off the ledge a little bit.
I also know that, I don't know if my friend Leah is listening, but
Hi, Leah.
I love you.
I've never met you, but I love you. Nice burp right there.
That was super wimpy.
Nice.
That came from nothing though. That was impressive.
Hey.
So Leah, is talking. You know, I guess they're dating to this guy Corey.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm saying your names on the air. I don't care.
Obviously, Corey's not his real name.
Obviously not. but she was asking me, you know, like, am I supposed to get him something? Am I supposed to, you know, because they're it's not serious because they're not girlfriend boyfriend yet, but they're, you know, getting to that point where
they're dating.
Yeah. Like, you know, she's over at his house right now and they're having dinner, you know?
I think
they hang out like almost every night.
From a guy's perspective, I would be, if I was in that situation, I would maybe expect, you know, I would half expect.
But what would you get for a guy? I mean, getting gifts for a guy, period, is hard enough.
At that point, I think you don't necessarily have to. It's not the materialistic. If you're going to get a gift, if it's going to be materialistic.
Gift-wise.
you got to go sports.
Sports.
I that will always, at least for me, of course, you know, it varies with every guy. But generally, for me, if...
It's going to be like a hat.
If somebody got me a cool snapback or something, or got me a jersey of my favorite player, or, you know, got me just a jersey in general, doesn't matter, or one of those jersey shirt things, or like a post, what, anything to do with sports, I would think that's the coolest thing in the world. Yeah. I know my ex-girlfriend got me... she got me stuff that had to do with the Angels. You know, and I was a big Angel fan. Yeah. And while I might not have exactly asked for a, I'm not saying this is it, but just for an example, I might have not asked for a, you know, laptop cover with the Angels on it. It was still, it was an awesome gesture because you're pointing out what they like and you know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
And you're fully committing to, hey, I know what you like. I realize that. So I'm going to go after that. And to be honest, the guy's going to care more about the fact that she even
thought about it,
recognized it, and went and acted on that.
And you can tell that she did put time into thinking about what she was going to get.
It's better than a gift card.
Better than a gift card. Better than some socks.
Right. But now, but also on the second part of that would be, you don't necessarily have to always do something materialistic. Mm-hmm. I think, at least for me, again, I'm speaking a lot for me. If the girl that I was quote, you know, air quotes, dating, or we're seeing each other or whatever, but we're not that exclusive, or I wouldn't say exclusive, but we're not official, we're not quote unquote Facebook official, you know what I mean?
Oh my God, yeah.
I would be, to me, it would be the coolest thing if just to spend the day with her or whatever, or she came over, made dinner.
What would you get for her gift wise?
What would I get for, ooh, that's a tough one. Obviously flowers. I think you can never go wrong. Am I right in saying that? You never go wrong with flowers?
Flowers are always good. I think chocolate is too much for girls.
I'm not a big getting the chocolate fan. Because chocolate varies.
I wouldn't appreciate chocolate because, you know, I am a woman who is watching her figure. You know, February is, you know, getting closer and closer to spring, closer to summer, bikini season. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
And if it's there, I'm going to think about it a lot. Yeah. The more I think about it, the more I'm going to eat it.
I would definitely get flowers.
Flowers.
And I would probably do, but I wouldn't do it. I would either show up at the door, you know, unannounced or whatever, or make it kind of that sneaky surprise.
Yeah.
If I knew she was working, I'd probably go and
leave it somewhere.
I'd go to work, maybe her work. You know, let's say she works at a restaurant and I know that her shifts or whatever. I might go there with a, you know, just to eat.
Yeah.
And stuff. And then, you know, I know she's a waitress. She also does the cashier stuff. Then maybe pull out the flowers right there. Maybe go to where I know her car is and leave the flowers
That's
there.
That's
something
cute.
like that.
The car thing is cute.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But then later, I don't know if I would be so into giving the gifts. I'm more into the doing something. And because I feel like that creates the memories and that creates something that you can think back and like maybe a year from now or a couple months, you go, hey, when he took me out to go so wherever, that was pretty dang cool.
You know, I think once I get into a relationship and once it's become serious enough to do stuff on Valentine's Day, I want to do like some hardcore, like extreme stuff, you know,
like skydiving
or bungee jumping.
That would be awesome.
Because that's just something that, you know, You always remember, and you're going to remember it, you know, because of the activity you're doing, but also because of the person that you were doing it with.
You don't want the prototypical, let's go to the movies
let's
and dinner.
Let's go to movies and dinner, and let's go sit and watch a city. Let's go watch the skyline, because it's so interesting to watch.
Yeah, no.
We're just going to end up, like, making out the whole entire, like, the time.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, of course.
I mean, of course there's nothing wrong with that, but just go do it in a bed, you know? Why do it while looking at, I mean, it's not like you're looking at the skyline and making out at the same time. It's not romantic. I don't think that's
romantic.
Unless
you make out with your eyes open, which.
Which is weird.
Kind of weird. I probably wouldn't be with you the next.
I'm just not a big, you know, people are like, oh, let's go to a lookout. I'm like, why?
A lot of it though, with the gifts, going back to the gifts, guys have no idea what to get a girl. They really don't.
No.
You know, how you guys know how you guys freak out about guys or whatever. Guys are, I'll tell you this real easy. Guys are really simply, guys are easy.
Yeah.
Get them something that has to do with sports. Get them something that's like, quote, manly. Whatever their interest is, whatever they can't stop talking about. If you know that they like dirt biking or whatever, ask his friends what he needs, you know, that has to do with dirt biking.
Yeah.
If you know he's a a Giants fan or a Patriots fan or whatever, get them something to do with that. Mm-hmm. They will love that.
Yeah.
Guys, on the other hand, they're terrified to go to their friends because they know girls talk to each other. Because we do want it to be a surprise. We do not want you to know. Like, I wouldn't go to your friends and ask because I'm terrified that they would tell you.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't, we're intimidated.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know what the hell we're doing.
Yeah.
And we just hope for the best. So that's why I would play it safe. Mm-hmm. Flowers. Let's go down to the boardwalk. Let's go, you know, on a cool hike, whatever. Let's,
yeah.
You know, if
I think getting out and doing something active, I think is almost the best thing that you can, you know, dinner's nice, but you could do that.
Dinner.
You could do that.
Make dinner.
Yeah. Make dinner together. Make it something fun that you do together. I mean, like, you know, go on a really cool hike. Go to Muir Woods. Muir Woods. I want to go there.
That place is terrifying.
Really?
Ever since I saw...
Did you just think of Planet of the Apes?
Yeah.
That's not
I'm expecting the giant gorilla to come out.
Caesar just, to...
Yeah. Well, he'd probably talk to me at that point.
Yeah, he would... No.
Just be like, get the hell out of my woods. That's okay. Yeah, I'm leaving. See ya.
Deuces. All right. So yeah, that's our little spiel about Valentine's Day. We're gonna look at this whole six ways to steam up your Valentine's Day.
Because Woo! This is so relevant in my life right
Since
now.
Since forever alone for both of us.
Oh, yeah. Rock
because,
it. Rock
you know,
it.
I'm really forever alone. I might, you know, I say right now that I'm not, but in reality, let's be honest, I am. Okay, but we're going to talk about it anyway, because since we don't have significant others, whatever you want to call it, partners, lovers, whatever, you know, we still have our fun, right? So this could be relevant to us any other time, but this is just for all those.
For me, that still might be a stretch.
Same here.
I mean, let's be honest.
Let's be clear. I was just kidding. I have never kissed a boy before. So
sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I know. It's unfortunate. But this is for all those, you know, couples out there that I hate and Hunter hates.
Oh, God, I hate couples.
I hate
Can't
couples.
Stand them.
Hate couples.
Yeah, the one couple, though, that is starting to grow on me might be the Beale Rains couple. They still sometimes, a little bit, but... I mean, I'm friends enough with Beale to where I'm at the point where I'll accept, you know, I can accept it.
Yeah.
But couples...
It's still hard because he's, you know, Sam is taking him away from you. You guys have such a cute little bromance and
I
it's
know.
Hard.
It's sad, you know?
It's you know, it's like what happened with me with Steph and Connor. Steffi was my girl and now
so
it's
now
just
So now we're
like,
just ripping people on the air. So is that what we're doing?
Yep.
Okay.
Steph and Connor, I hate your relationship. No, I'm just kidding. I love you guys. You guys are a great couple. I know you guys are going to have amazing time on Valentine's Day, and here are some ways to steam it up. Hopefully not in the room next to me, but if it is, just let me know in advance.
You and I can go do something.
Yeah, okay. we can go to Muir Woods.
We'll go to Muir Woods.
We can go skydiving in Muir Woods. So number one, prolonged foreplay.
Ooh.
Foreplay. Ah, everyone's favorite. Girls hate foreplay.
Oh, really?
Well, I hate foreplay. I mean, girls love kissing, all that crap, you know, cuddling, all that, you know,
right.
sappy stuff that girls like. But, you know, the whole foreplay, like going down on a guy. You know, doing any of that kind of stuff.
That
girls
really, that that's
hate.
A tough one to
girls
to swallow.
Hate
no pun
that.
Intended.
Pun intended. That was punny. Girls hate doing that kind of
really?
Stuff.
Really?
Hate that kind of stuff. You know, but because, you know, girls want everything for themselves. When it comes to sex, girls want everything for themselves. Girls, you know, are very selfish when it comes to that. So... You know, if a girl has to sacrifice herself, you know, take one for the team. And
but when you say it like that, though, that's just that's hurtful.
Telling you, girls, I mean, girls, there are a couple women that I know that like going down on guys. But 98% of the girls, they might say they do just to, you know, sound all kinky and shit. But they don't. I'm telling you right now, they don't.
That's a dagger in the hearts of many men that are listening
right now.
I know.
I'm sorry, men out there. But women, you know, maybe on Valentine's... Well,
Valentine's Day, you got to make an exception, though, right?
That's what I'm saying. So, you know, for Valentine's Day, steam it up a little bit. What I have written down is I know for all the women out there that you hate more than anything to do any of these, you know, kiss, bite, lick, nibble, tease, etc. Your man slash woman, you know, we are in San Francisco, whatever floats your boat.
But, we do not discriminate.
You know, what's a better day to take one for the team than on Valentine's Day? It's true. Right?
There you go. Valentine's Day. I like
so,
it.
So, you know, girls out there, just do it for your man. Do it for your man.
Does the guy have to sacrifice to take one for the team?
Yes.
Okay. It's
going back and forth.
All right.
So, you know, once.
But there is no actual sex. There will be no actual intercourse. It's just completely back and forth. Well, is what I'm getting from this.
No. What I'm saying is, you know, after the whole sex thing happens, you guys can continue doing all
that. Oh, I'll tell you right now, the guy's going to want to go to sleep. He's going to go roll over, go right to bed. If you're in a long-term relationship, I guarantee you there's nothing coming after that. You are literally rolling over.
Well, that's what I do in a short-term relationship.
Oh my God.
When guys want to like snuggle, I'm just like, for real? I'm like, it's hot in here. Don't touch me.
You're like Mila Kunis in the Friends with Benefits movie where she's like, yeah, no cuddling.
Yeah, I hate cuddling. Girls are always like, I need a good cuddler for a boyfriend. I'm just like, oh, spare me. Cuddling is so annoying. Like, you guys were already on top of each other having sex. Why do you guys need to be touching each other while you're sleeping?
Some people like that.
Oh, ugh. Just, you know. Ugh. Okay, so prolonged foreplay. Girls, you know, do it for your man. You know, guy. I feel like guys usually do it for their women as it is, alone.
That's just
other than Valentine's Day.
That's just because we have to impress. We're scared to death for not impressing.
Yeah, so girls, I feel like this goes mainly out to girls. Just go down on your man. Just do it.
Please, thank you. I'm going to be honest with you.
Next one, a nice warm bath.
I don't know about this one. I'm not too big on baths.
Or shower.
A shower I can do. Baths.
Shower's nice.
Baths, I'm not sure if I'm.
If you had a big old tub.
Well, hot tub, like a hot tub thing with jets and everything.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But I'm not sure if I'm quite down with the whole laying in the filthy
water. Each other's
filth. Yeah. not sure about that one.
Yeah. I mean, I could see that. But I put in this post, I put no bullshit bubbles, rose petals, etc. I think that those are just corny and don't need to be like, why? Why do you need, you know, bubbles? Really? Don't you guys want to see each other naked? Why do you need bubbles?
I just feel like they get in the way.
I mean, what do you think? Bubbles?
I would not be opposed to the bubbles.
Really?
I mean, as long as it's not like when we move from the bath to the bedroom and I'm not like seeing bubbles still all over the place.
Yeah.
I mean, they have to get at a certain point, the bubbles have to go away and pop.
But I
don't know if the rose petals is too much.
Whenever I see that in movies, those are
expensive. Rose petals are very expensive.
Really?
I would assume so.
Oh.
I've never had to forever alone.
All right. Well, you know, warm bath. I just think that's, you know, prior to foreplay, just kind of, you know, loosening up. Maybe you had a long day at work, you know, you take a nice hot bath with your significant other, blah, 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 blah. All right, next one, massage oils. I don't think couples take advantage of this as much as they can. You have a personal masseuse laying right next to you. Why would you not take advantage of that?
Definitely have guilty for number three. Massage oils are...
the bomb.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes. They are. Yeah.
I mean, if you want some, if you're trying to get your girlfriend to do something for you, one way, give her a massage. Like if you want to have sex tonight or if you want to have a happy ending to the night, give your girlfriend a massage. She will be so much happier, so much like more turned on.
The worst is when they have to ask for it.
Yeah.
That's bad. That has definitely happened to me when, you know, watching a movie or something. And now I look back and the hints were there completely, you know, inching closer, you know, going, oh, my neck is so sore, blah, blah, blah. And I'm retarded, obviously.
It didn't click.
And then finally it was like, Hunter, oops, you know?
Yeah.
So yes, I agree with you.
I don't think people
the massages take... they don't. And girls too. Girls are very guilty of this as well. Yeah. They do a better job of the surprise massage, which is a big time plus.
Yeah.
I love that. But the massage oils is, I like this number three. It should be number one, in my opinion. This should be number one on your your blog here.
Yeah. I mean, I think, okay, I think that one of my favorite massages, you know, I do love my neck and back massage, but my favorite is the head massage. All right, do you love a head massage?
The hands running through the hair and just, massaging the scalp and everything?
Oh,
yes,
my God.
Yes, big fan of that.
That's my favorite.
Big fan of that.
Yes. If you want to get into my pants, give me a head massage. All right. So number four.
Noted.
Number four. I mean, I can't say that I've done this before, but using a feather to turn your other person on.
Like from a dead bird? Or like you gotta...
Well, I'm going to read my little blog statement about this.
Please do. Please do.
It says, besides an orgasm, I don't know what feels better than having your partner stroke a soft feather down your back or, you know, I was going to say inner thigh, but I know that Stu will be reading this. inner thigh area, you know, wherever you like to be tickled, you know, that feeling. And I said, no need to buy an expensive toy at a sex shop. Just go get your shotgun, shoot down a bird, and there you have it. Sex toys for at least a month.
And you get a little shotgun pellet in it as well.
Exactly.
Nice. Awesome.
Exactly. So.
Yupita's going to be all over you on this one.
Yeah, I know. But.
I've never used a feather. Never had it used. I mean, I've heard good things about it.
That's why I'm giving these advice. I'm giving this advice
you're
right
the,
now. You're, you know?
You are the expert, so
yes,
go ahead. All
the
power
to you.
I am the
sex expert. But, you know, it's just, it's almost like your girlfriend running her, you know, like, you know, doing that.
Yeah, that's
but
awesome, by the way.
Super soft, you know. You know how a feather feels. And just including it into your, you know, sex, and it makes it, it just gets you...
It gets the people going.
It's provocative.
It's provocative.
It just, you know, it gives you like the goosebumps almost, like the chills. And
That chills feeling is pretty epic.
Especially when you're kind of in that sort of setting where, you know, something's about to happen and you're turned on and, you know, all your senses are
right
heightened.
Right before you get to the peak.
Exactly.
Right before
exactly.
The,
so
the precipice.
I think that, you know, obviously don't shoot birds down because... That's not very nice.
Right.
But, you know, you can probably find one on the ground somewhere. Next, this is for men.
Okay.
Buy her lingerie.
Ooh.
I think if you're at that point, you know, where it's further, you know, further along in your relationship, and you guys, you know, you don't like the lingerie she buys. You don't like how she looks in it. You want her to look sexier. Just buy it yourself.
But I'm not quite sure if by doing that, that's like, let's say it's, I'm trying to avoid an argument at this point. I'm trying to avoid people getting upset at me. I'm trying to avoid being cut off. Like, I don't want to piss off my girlfriend.
Yeah.
I don't know if this maybe sends the wrong message. Again, the intimidation factor is key on this one because every guy won't say it out loud, but I will. No guy controls a relationship. No guy.
Thank you.
I mean, it's...
Thank you.
I'm sorry. This one here, I'm apprehensive because I don't want to mess up.
Yeah.
Because I want it to work and I want it to
be... You want it to be a nice night.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, there is... I think it just depends on the type of girl. Because if this girl, you know, just loves to argue and, you know, self-conscious about her body, all that kind of BS, like 90% of the girls are, then, you know, it might be a risky choice. But at the same time, there can also be like, you know, you get her something really, really sexy and she loves it. She puts it on. She looks great.
That's a plus. That's a win. That's a victory.
You know, it's just a win-win for everyone. I mean, it's not going to stay on her for long.
Well, obviously not.
But the time that it is on her, she looks great.
Yes, I agree.
Looks great. But I think, you know, on this special day as well, you know, the girl will be nicer. I guess, you know, and she'll appreciate the fact that you went out of your way to try and get something for her, you know, try and get something cute for her, whatever.
Give you the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. Almost. So like I said this in my blog, even if it's ugly, she will feel bad for your sorry ass.
Ooh, ouch.
That she will wear it for, what does that say? I can't even
for
read.
For one night.
That she'll wear it for that one night, then burn it later and tell you she lost it.
Wow. All right then.
So I think that, you know, she'll feel bad for you and say, wow, he really tried.
That's all we try. That's all, well, that's, you know, all we do. We try.
You'll be so excited that she's wearing it. And you'll be like, wow, she's wearing something that I got her. And, you know, just sex will be great. Because it'll be angry sex from her and happy sex for you.
That sounds a little terrifying.
All right. Last one that I have is location of having where you're going to have sex.
Okay.
I'm not going to read my book. Okay. I said, if you're bored having sex on that same old bed, shower, counter, floor, parents' bed, washing machine, stove, etc., whatever you like to have sex on, try it somewhere else. I'm not saying to go to a Chuck E. Cheese and fork in the tubes. I'm just saying rent a hotel room for the night, go to the beach, do it in your car overlooking the Golden Gate Bridge. I hate that shit. But you might as well have sex while you're there. But just spice it up. Warning, if you get arrested for public indecency, you never read this. So I'm saying, you know, if you want to try something different, I think renting a hotel room is really romantic.
The romantic part is like how pricey the hotel is, because personally, I'm not going to go.
It's like a Motel 8.
I'm not going to go shell out something for the Ritz or you know, a nice Marriott or Hilton or something. I'm going to be able to afford the Marin Inn down the street in the middle of 4th by the Safeway behind the 7-Eleven there.
The bed and breakfast.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not down the street. I'm gonna be able to afford the place where you have a 1 in 3 chance of being murdered by some crazed cokehead. So I'm not sure about that. Personally, I think that's a great idea, but personally, I would not be able to deliver that. Now, the beach, I've actually had a friend who has done that.
Really?
While it was cool because they were outside, it was in the middle of summer, so it was really nice out. It was the beach. I mean, that was kind of cool, but I've heard the same thing. Sand.
That's what I was about to say.
The sand is an issue.
Blankets. Blankets, blankets, blankets. You just need to make a king size bed, blanket, you know, mattress almost. You know, just pile up the blankets. I think that, you know, having sex on the beach would be
I've heard good things.
Magical.
Exactly. I've heard that too. But then again, it's that you just hit yourself in the face there with the mic. Are you all right? You okay?
I'm okay.
Okay.
I went like this.
Yeah, I saw that. You okay there? Sorry for that.
I saw it. I tried to.
Oh, I use my peripherals. DJ Lucky here hitting herself in the face with the mic on Loose Lips here. Going with what I was saying, I've heard it's always been magical, blah, blah, blah. It's like it's great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But again, the sand. I think for one night, you can deal with the sand. I mean, if you plan it right, You can do it the right way. You can get it done.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, I have some.
You're just having a whole
I'm
lot of trouble with
this.
With the mic there.
It's super, like, loose.
It's very loose lips. It's very loose lips.
Perfect for me. I have some advice for people who, you know, want to take this location thing to the next level. Do not have sex in a jacuzzi. Do not have sex in a jacuzzi. You will get a disease.
I agree with that. I completely agree.
Do not have sex in a jacuzzi. Do not have sex on a park. In a park? On a playground?
It would be, well, I've heard another friend of mine has done it on a park bench in the middle of the park. In broad daylight, by the way, I might add.
That's a little gross.
They said it was really sketch.
I bet it was.
It was kind of cool, though, because they were that the whole like sense of danger heightened everything.
I could see that.
But I continue thinking of, you know, all the homeless people that are sleeping on that bench at night.
Well, and the fact that if you did get caught by, you know, a cop, that's public indecency, and that could
impart, that could
lead you to being on a pedophile list. I know someone that went streaking and he passed through a park or something, or passed through a playground, and he is on the pedophile list because of that.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Good luck finding a job, bud.
That's what I'm saying. So if you're going to do this location thing, make sure you're in a place that is very private, because there's so many things that could go wrong.
And so it sounds like the hotel room then would be the best option.
Yeah. The last thing you want is a cop pulling up to you while, you know.
That's not fun.
You're on top.
It's not fun.
Yeah. It's not. It would just end up in fighting, having to tell your parents, hey, can you come bail me out because I got caught having sex on a playground?
How do you talk to your girlfriend's dad about that one, or your stepdad?
Yeah.
I mean, that right there is a recipe for disaster.
That is just awkward as it is. I think making that relationship with... do you agree that making a relationship with the girlfriend's dad is hard enough?
Do you want to hear a quick story? I know we only have a few minutes left.
Yeah, but, go for it.
Well, here we go. My ex-girlfriend, I had to deal with her dad as well as her stepdad.
Ooh.
So, I mean, we had double whammy, and I won't get into specifics, but I'll just say that I did not exactly make the best first impression. And it was an uphill battle. It was definitely an uphill battle. And even now, I don't think her biological dad ever really exactly warmed up to me. Or at least, I mean, there was times when he was, of course, nice, and him and I were cool, and we talked and everything. But I was on a very, very short leash.
Yeah.
And certain things might set that off. And then, again, go back to the groveling. Same thing with the stepdad. I really had to work hard to gain that trust.
I feel like the way to, get to a dad's heart is just talk sports.
That's what we did. We watched the entire... I came over every single day and during the World Series.
Yep.
And him and I watched the entire World Series at their house. And by the end of those 4 or 5 games, whatever it was, my girlfriend at the time was actually, I was in trouble with her, because she was like, you come over, we have dinner, and then you just sit with my stepdad. Well, babe, we watched in the baseball game.
Yeah.
But I mean, it got to the point where we were fine. And once we were fine there, I think the relationship took off a little quicker, and that helped us. So yeah, it's. The relationship with the dad, not just the dad, but the mom as well. The parents, I mean, make a good first impression.
I feel like the moms are a lot nicer to the boyfriends.
Yeah, they are. No, they are. And I've actually gone to her for a few, life tips or whatever.
Yeah.
If I didn't feel comfortable talking to my own mom. But it definitely, guys, take the initiative and be however much they hate you, however much they try to break you down, just always be respectful, be nice, because in the end, it's gonna pay off.
And because it's so important to girls that their parents at least for me, if my parents don't like my boyfriend, I can't be with him. I can't be with him, And that's what happened with my ex-boyfriend. My parents were like, Mary Kate, he's a bad guy.
It's the worst.
Broke up with him. Yeah. I broke up with him. I can't, because love my mom, love my dad. They know what's going on, because at the time, you're young, you're stupid, you don't see exactly what you need to see, but people on the outside see it, and your parents aren't gonna bullshit you.
Absolutely.
They're gonna tell you what's up.
No.
So,
and that's their job. Their job is to tell you, to help you through life and put yourself in a position mm-hmm. to be happy and successful.
Exactly. Okay, well, we are out of time. It is 10 p.m. So thank you for coming on the show.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for having me. I love Loose Lips. Loose Lips is a great show.
Woo! And listen to Tailgate.
Listen to the Tailgate Tuesday nights, 8 to 10.
8 to 10.
Your Penguin Radio, as well as Ustream. Go ahead and search DU Tailgate. You can watch the show as well. Cool. Brock Beal, Brian Sanchez, and myself, Hunter Ornstein.
Cool. All right, well, thanks for listening today. Wednesdays, 9 to 10. Next week, same time, same place. I'll be here. So this is DJ Lucky, Loose Lips on radio.dominican.edu. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Hey, I heard you were a wild one. Ooh, if I took you home and be a woman, show me.
they going wild, fist pumping music. I might lose it, glass to the roof, how we lose it, lose it, lose it. I don't care tonight, she don't care, we like almost there, the right vibe. Ready to get live, ain't no surprise, take me so high. Jumping those dives, surfing the crowd. Ooh, said I gotta be the man, I'm the head of my band. Might check 1, 2, shut them down in the club where the playboy does. Till they all get loose, loose, out the bottle. We all get fit in again tomorrow. Gotta break rules, cause that's the motto. Club shut down, 100 supermodels.